Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. In 2006, in an Amish community in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, at a school called West Nickel Mine School, you may remember that a man who was known as the Milkman, who was not Amish, stormed into a one-room schoolhouse and shot 10 young girls, killing five. He then killed himself. This is a tragic story then and now, but what is so impressive is the Amish community's response to what happened. Donald Craybill, who is a sociologist at nearby Elizabethtown College and co-author of a book called Amish Grace, How Forgiveness Transcended Tragedy, says this, "I think the most powerful demonstration of the depth of Amish forgiveness was when members of the Amish community went to the killer's burial service at the cemetery. Several families, Amish families who had buried their own daughters just the day before, were in attendance, and they hugged the widow and hugged other members of the killer's family. In addition to that, the Amish donated money to the killer's widow and her three young children. Marie Roberts, who is the wife of the gunman, wrote an open letter to her Amish neighbors thanking them for their forgiveness, grace, and mercy. She wrote this, "Your love for our family has helped to provide the healing we so desperately need. Gifts you've given have touched our hearts in a way no words can describe. Your compassion has reached beyond our family, beyond our community, and is changing our world. And for this, we sincerely thank you." We pulled the details from this story from a couple of places, NPR.org, in an article, "Amish Forgives School Shooter Struggle with Grief," from October 2nd, 2007, from Joseph Shapiro, and also from Wikipedia, Amish School Shooting. One of the lines that we wanted to highlight was from what the widow of the gunman said when she said, "Your compassion is changing our world." What a remarkable example of forgiveness and kindness amidst a horrible, horrible situation. There's one more story that we wanted to share with you that's along those same lines, and it's from President Boyd K. Packer, and it's from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2011, entitled "Guided by the Holy Spirit." Here's the story in his own words.
"My life was changed by a saintly patriarch. He married his sweetheart. They were deeply in love, and soon she was expecting their first child. The night the baby was born, there were complications. The only doctor was somewhere in the countryside tending the sick. After many hours of labor, the condition of the mother-to-be became desperate. Finally, the doctor was located. In the emergency, he acted quickly, and soon the baby was born. And the crisis, it appeared, was over. But some days later, the young mother died from the very infection that the doctor had been treating at another home that night. The young man's world was shattered. As the weeks wore on, his grief festered. He thought of little else. And in the bitterness, he became threatening. Today, no doubt, he would have been pressed to file a malpractice suit, as though money would solve anything. One night, a knock came at the door. A little girl said simply, 'Daddy wants you to come over. He wants to talk to you.' Daddy was the stake president. The counsel from the wise leader was simply, 'John, leave it alone. Nothing you do about it will bring her back. And anything you do will make it worse. John, leave it alone.' This had been my friend's trial. How could he leave it alone? A terrible wrong had been committed. He struggled to get hold of himself and finally determined that he should be obedient and follow the counsel of that wise stake president. He would leave it alone. He said to me, 'I was an old man before I understood and could finally see. A poor country doctor, overworked, underpaid, run ragged from patient to patient, with little medicine, no hospital, few instruments, struggling to save lives and succeeding for the most part. He'd come in a moment of crisis when two lives hung in the balance and had acted without delay. I finally understood, he said, I would have ruined my life and the lives of others. Many times he'd thank the Lord on his knees for a wise priesthood leader who counseled him to, John, leave it alone.
Those are powerful words, John, leave it alone. We could all probably put our names in that place and think of someone we probably need to forgive or let something go. We just never know how that will change them and us, and how that compassion and forgiveness really can change the world. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled One Prayer Away, and it's featuring Colton Avery. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great weekend, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday.
If you're feeling all alone, and you need someone to love you, and you don't know how you'll ever make it through. If everything's gone wrong, and you just need someone to listen, there is someone that is always there for you. Far away from home, and just remember someone loves you more than you could ever know. Every night and every morning, in sunshine or in rain, no matter where, he's always there, just one prayer away. If you've done all that you can, and it's still not enough, and you feel the life you want is just a dream. If you've given all you've got, and don't have the strength to stand, all you have to do is get down on your knees. Though the road keeps getting long, far away from home, just remember someone loves you more than you could ever know. Every night and every morning, in sunshine or in rain, no matter where, he's always there, just one prayer away. And through whatever storm this life may bring, you'll hear his voice if you're listening.